Ivan Corrado is the manager of the Latino Task Force. The organization was created to provide vaccination and tests to the city's Latino population. Corrado emphasized that COVID rates among the Latino community are disproportionately high.
As of this Monday, the Latino positivity rate for COVID is 35% here in San Francisco. Yet they want to cut services altogether. So what we say is no to that, continue funding health and low barrier access to health services here in San Francisco for testing and vaccination for the Latino community and all other vulnerable communities. These disparities existed in our communities before COVID. They're existing now through the recovery of COVID, and they'll exist. So we think that our services in the Latino community and other vulnerable communities, it's going to be a 5 to 10 year recovery process for us.
Mayor Breed's proposed budget for the next 2 years is around $14 billion and includes an increase in police funding. Annie Rivera, who represents the San Francisco Latino Parity and Equity Coalition, said the total budget should be sufficient to serve all communities with respect and dignity.
When we think about this city budget that represents $14 billion, why are we only investing in, the mid-market area? We need to be thinking critically about our entire city. Communities of color live in all of our, 11 districts, and that should be reflected in the budget. A budget that we have pride, it's the will of the people, that has the investment long-term. We want to see that. We believe in a holistic approach. It's all about food, yes, housing, yes, education, yes. It's also about allowing us to thrive and live in joy.
The requests made by the coalition mainly include better access to health services, including testing and vaccination for vulnerable communities, developing affordable housing, and addressing food insecurity. According to Second Harvest of Silicon Valley, which is the largest food bank in the Bay Area, the number of residents needing food distribution increased 40% from February to April of 2020, right after the pandemic started. Demands also include economic support for essential workers. Claire Lau is a member of the Bay Area Essential Workers Collaborative, which represents thousands of workers of color across the Bay Area.
On the San Francisco Board of Supervisors to invest $1 million to increase resources for workers' rights outreach and enforcement. But going back to the normal pre-pandemic is not enough. We need quality, stable, living wage, thriving wage jobs for our communities.
Supervisor Hilary Ronan, who chairs the board's Budget and Appropriations Committee, has already announced she will not sign off on the mayor's budget. She also said she has a list of $1.3 billion worth of what she called add-backs, which consist of requests for basics like food. I'm Violette Bellou, Pacifica Radio, KPFA.